Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Straight Talk. I'm Kathy Robinson Pickett, your host, and I'm a woman with something to say. I'm really excited today to have with me three of my favorite Healthy Campus students from Florida Southern College. It's my first guest on the show, and so I'm going to let them introduce yourselves and tell you what their majors are.
Hi, my name is Nadia. I am 20 years old, and my major is in psychology, but I do have a minor in creative writing.
Hi, I'm Stephanie, and my major is psychology.
Hi, my name is Katia. I'm 21, and I'm a double major in religion and studio art.
It's been my great fortune to have these girls as part of my life the last few years at the college, and there are three girls that I've really gotten to know well, and I asked them to be on the show today just to talk a little bit about maybe the things that it would have been nice to know before they got to college, and that parents maybe can have conversations with their kids about before they ever get here, or that parents can look for the information that their children may need that not always are told by their guidance counselors. So I'm going to let each one of them tell you what they think would have been one of the most important things to have known before they got here. We'll start with Nadia.
Hi there again. For coming to college, I definitely would have liked to have been more invested in actually picking a right college for me. I knew I wanted to go somewhere small and that was it, but I didn't know too much about the research and how to really get into it because I was born in a different country and college did not seem as if it was something that was possible. And while everybody else around me was getting ready and hyper to go to the big colleges like Florida State and University of Florida, I just knew I didn't want to go there, but I wasn't sure precisely where. I just knew it was something small. So I wish I had more help with figuring out where I wanted to go and maybe even have gone to community college first while I was figuring it out. So that's probably one of the main things for me.
So maybe having a chance to look at some places too.
Yes.
Because did you visit Florida Southern before you came?
I did not come. I wasn't really excited in coming to visit any of the colleges. My sister definitely encouraged me to go. And I just, whatever. It doesn't matter. A college is a college. I'm going to get education no matter where I went. So that was my attitude. So I wish it was a little bit different.
Now, I know that you've enjoyed your time at Florida Southern, so you're not saying that it was a terrible choice. You just didn't realize you had other options out there.
Exactly. But I do believe in being placed in the right place to discover different things. And that definitely one of the reasons I think I came here was definitely for you, Miss Kathy. And I know that might be a little bit cheesy, but I feel like I came here in a sense to meet you and also my roommate who's actually on the show right now, because they've been very influential in a lot of things for me. So I feel like I came here to kind of more so open up my shell.
I think you're right about that. How about you, Stephanie?
One thing about high school was I did not get enough information on credit hours. It would have been nice to know what I needed and what I didn't need and what I needed to focus on.
So did your guidance counselors talk to you at all about what credit hours even meant?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, right? Especially on this campus right now, as we're transitioning from 3 credit hours to 4 credit hours, that's affecting you guys that are already here a lot. But it's definitely, I think, something that guidance counselors maybe could concentrate a little bit more on with their students. Would that have helped you maybe decide on your major a little better?
Definitely.
Definitely. Great. How about you, Katia?
I think one thing I would have liked to learn was to be more social in the college settings. Not just, it's a different atmosphere than high school. You're actually living with these people on campus. So just to be very social and embracing different cultures that are around you, not only your own, but like everyone else's. And yeah, just to embrace the culture, to be very social, because some people get, sometimes I know I get in a state where I just want to stay in my room and clam up, and there's that lack of interaction. You need that networking, you need that social aspect, go out, be involved in the campus activities, hang out with your friends, be social. There's a point where you may not want to trust everyone. You know, your parents say be safe with who you're around, but at that same time, make sure you have that certain set of friends, have that quality over quantity aspect of it all. So, yeah.
Katia, because you have been with me since your first day on campus, what about homesickness in the beginning?
Oh, homesickness was terrible for me.
What helped you get over that?
Well, just what I was saying, just having that social aspect, like my roommate, she's on the show right now, she just said that, but just being social with her, hanging out with the friends that are on campus, that's why Straight Talk was so awesome. We deal with all aspects of health, but social health, that's like one of the major points in being healthy. You need one another. You can't just survive with just yourself. You need one another to survive. So, yeah.
I think one of the things I've learned from you guys, really, truly, is to become part of that community. And I think maybe that's one thing that students aren't talked to about before they get off to college. Mm-hmm. That you are, whether you're going to a small campus like this or to a rather large campus, there's still a campus community. And finding out where you fit in that. I'll never forget the first time Katia came to Friends Together Camp. And we were in the truck, and I said to her, what made you choose Florida Southern? Because she was really homesick. And Katia comes from Miami, and Lakeland is a small town, so she left a big town with lots of hustle and bustle and came to a small town that doesn't look like her, and she didn't have transportation to get around places and that kind of stuff. And her real honest answer was that, you know, Florida Southern just waived some fees and it became easy to come. And so I don't think that talk of community happened as you were planning on coming here.
Right.
But it didn't take you too long to find that community.
Oh, no, not a lot. Not at all. Especially, it's a very small campus, so it's like there's so much intimacy. And, yeah, I did my research for us. Okay, scholarships, my major, religion major, United Methodist School, United Methodist Church. I like art, has an excellent art program, but just who I'm going to hang with, just the social aspect. When I thought about, okay, this is a small school, I wasn't thinking about who I'm going to socialize with. I was thinking about, okay, student-teacher ratio aspect. But I can't even tell you how important the social aspect is.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the social thing. And that's definitely my number two thing that I wish I knew about before I came. Because during my freshman year, I practically lived in seclusion. I was around people all the time and stuff. And even me and my roommate, we never even talked a lot. You know, we just kind of went to class, went to work, study, and then we came back home. And then sometimes we would talk. But I was just not social. I had my headphones in when I was walking to class. I walked with my head down low. I didn't look at anybody. And then it just, out of nowhere, with meeting Miss Kathy and then just talking to people, you just kind of realize that you integrate in really well when you find somebody that you know. And it's so small that you know one person, you automatically make five new friends. So I wish there was some kind of way at first, well, that I knew about anyway, that showed you how to be a social human being, because it's really important. This is a place you're going to grow into an adult. This is a place where you learn about who you are. And you can't really learn who you are if you're in seclusion. So it helped to have step out there a little bit. And I worked in a wellness center, and that really helped because you have to talk to people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Steffi, I know Healthy Campus and Straight Talk has been a big part of your life this year. What has that been like for you? Has that opened any insight into yourself, or what's been the most important thing about that for you?
Definitely coming out of my shell. I've never really been shy per se, but showing my true self has always been an issue because I've been judged on being myself before. And being in an environment where you can just show your opinions and not have to worry about it being judged. and also being around very intelligent people, and that just helped me bring out my intelligence.
I sure have seen a change in you this year, and definitely a self-confidence that's come with making new friends and just maybe experiencing some things that were different than the environment that you grew up in. So it's been a pleasure for me to watch all three of you and the 30 other folks that are part of Straight Talk evolve this year. So that's been exciting. So if you had one thought that you could tell people, whether it's parents or grandparents or students themselves, as they're looking at colleges or as they're thinking about making that big transition, going off somewhere, what would your one tidbit of information or encouragement or thought for them be?
I think my biggest thing is talk about it. Talk about all of it. The bad, the good, the ugly, because it will help so much if you feel that you're able to talk to your parents or talk to your siblings about stuff. You need that, because if you can't talk to the people who are really close to you, how are you just going to go out there and just start talking to everybody else? Talk about everything that makes you uncomfortable. It may not come the first time, but I think persevering and talking about it would have really, really helped me.
Great.
I think research is very, very important. A lot of people just look at colleges and are like, oh, well, USF, you always hear about them. I think it's important to research and know what's best for you when you're going to college, not what everybody else is doing or where everybody else is going. Research is definitely helpful.
One thing I could say is take advantage of all of your opportunities available in college. You might feel like, oh, I'm not good enough for this. I might not be able to do this. Oh, I might not get this scholarship. No, take advantage of any and every opportunity. Don't only become involved in the club. Try to get an officer position in the club. Just take advantage of everything that comes to you. And as far as, and I agree with Nadia, like communicate with your parents, communicate with your friends, family. You might not be able to talk about everything to the same person. I don't talk to my mom about every single thing, but I have those available people to talk to, be able to talk to.
I think that's the most important things, everything that you guys said, research and communication. I think that's definitely where I see people get into trouble. You know, they make a choice on the spur of the moment or only because their friends are making that choice. And the same thing when they get on campus. A lot of times they get involved in activities that they think they're supposed to get involved in and not necessarily something that would excite them or be fun for them. So it's been great having you guys on the show. I'm so proud of each and every one of you. And I hope those of you listening on the other end, if you're headed off to college or you've got your children headed off or your grandchildren, that you'll really take these words of inspiration and know that what's on the other side is great. And sometimes the first semester on a college campus is difficult. Homesickness is normal. Gaining 10 pounds freshman year is normal. Yes. All those things are just processes of getting used to a new place. And so I hope you guys will be back next week. In the meantime, you can reach me on Twitter. You can follow me at Straight Talk Pod. You can reach me on the web at www.straighttalkwithkathy.com. And you can also catch me by email at straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. 1 week, I'm going to get all that right without having to think about it. But until next week, I hope you'll all remember,
be the boss of your brain.